Hi, I'm Melanie Borden, and I am Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Let's brew.
That's right.
And we're back.
Hey, car guys and car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This is the next segment of Car Gal Coffee, and we are excited. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we are here with Melanie Borden.
Yes.
Folks, I'm really excited. There's a lot that's going to come out of this brew, and we're going to squeeze it out real fast because everybody's got a whole lot of moving and grooving to do. So just like you're in the coffee shop, you better make sure that you get yours. Get it quick, folks.
While it's hot. That's
Fred,
right.
Come on. Now, really, seriously, so many people are seeing what's going on with the work that she's out there doing, and I know that they're going to want to hear more and more about what's happening, and here's a great opportunity for them to get it.
It is. You know, Melanie is a rising star. You know, she's a fast tracker, and that's what this is all about. No, seriously.
I'm so into this right now.
She is. You know, she's worked her way up through the game. She's went to school. She's done everything she's supposed to do. She's a mother. She's an amazing person. She's the VP currently of marketing for Celebrity Motor Cars. She also is the creator and host of the Aha Moment. I love that show. She's doing some big things. I love following it. Y'all need to subscribe to it as soon as possible.
Check it out.
But once again, like I said, she's a fast tracker, and watch her grow right now. And it's really fun to see things when they start to blossom. It blossoms fast, you know?
Well, it's exciting for us to have you here, and mainly because we want to make sure that the entire industry knows where it is that they can go if they're going to need, one, something that's going to be upshifting what it is that they're doing professionally, and uplifting their hearts and their spirits into actually achieving the best that is available for them. And you're a champion of that, and that's why, of course, we want to make sure that you have a platform to say what it is that's great about what you're doing. For everybody to know that what you're brewing is nothing but solutions.
That's
and
right.
It just is so good.
Like and good juice.
That's right. Whatever floats your boat, if you're drinking it with us, enjoy it. Because that's what it's about. Coffee is just a term. And it's basically just a way to get you energized. And if go-go
that's
juice
right.
gets you energized, get you some of that, right?
So, but you guys, how do you pronounce? So I'm from New Jersey. So And I don't think that I really have much of an accent, but I've been told otherwise.
It's a little.
But, you know, it's coffee.
Yeah.
So in Kentucky, where you guys are located, how do you refer to it? Like, is there a slang for coffee?
Well, I say coffee, but I'm not from around.
You're from New York originally, right?
Yeah.
Right. You could tell. For me, I've been all around the world. I've always said coffee.
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 Got it.
I want some coffee. Or... Does that sound like I'm from Kentucky when I say that?
No, not really. I don't know. I mean, you have a very slight accent. I don't think it's...
I do. I actually welcome the accent because I've been here so long now in Kentucky. Yeah. I've become a Kentucky boy. I love it. I've been here since 1991, so that you could think of that. That's a long time. I've left once when I was in the military and came back, so... You know, enough about me. Let's talk about you, because this is what the show's about. And I do appreciate you talking and asking questions.
Yes, thank you so much. See, folks, how she is able to do what it is that
Look
she
that.
Does. She makes sure
she's obviously a host.
Allow the flow of what it is that's going on to go in the favor and in the way that she wants the conversation to go. Which
that
wants to be successful in leading the conversation in Brewing Solutions, you want to do that.
Yeah.
So, with that comes getting a five-liner. But before that, folks, we do this with everybody.
Yes.
And you know the deal.
We do know the deal.
First things first, before you can approach your professional or personal life, you want to make sure you do 3 F's. Car guys and car gals. 3 F's will help make sure that you stay on the path of where it is that you're supposed to go and rise to higher heights. So, Melanie, help us out. We have 3 F's, and they go forgive, focus, fly. We're going to wipe off the weight of any forgiveness, whether it's somebody or yourself or yesterday or 10 minutes ago, the last rejection or bad email you got. Forgive, focus on where it is that you're going, the heights you want to go to, and then we're going to fly. So we're going to do this together just like we're on a dance floor. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Put your hands on the shoulders and on three. Forgive, focus, fly. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus.
Fly. Hey!
You did a great job.
All right.
So,
thank you so much. Now we are ready. Together.
I'm ready.
It's time to get one of the most important things that we need inside of our business in order to make a transaction happen inside of selling a vehicle. And that is going to be the five liner. Freddie, give them that five liner. Let's go.
All right. These are five questions we love to ask our guests because we get to know you a little bit better. I always feel like at the end of these five questions, we become friends. And it's just
I thought we were already friends.
And we absolutely are. We are. You know, it's been great because you and I, we've chatted a few times just to get to know each other before the show to make sure it would work, right? And I believe the conversations were strong enough to where we felt like this would be a beautiful moment for us to sit down and talk and bring things up because we didn't really get too deep. So that's why I'm excited about the show.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so let's get to it. So my first question is always the same question I ask everybody. It is their why. What is your purpose? When you wake up every day and you're like, hey, I need to get out there and do everything I can to be the best version of myself, what is that?
So that's very easy. And I watched your last show with Jason to kind of see the tone of the questions that you guys were going to ask. So for me, it's my babies, my two daughters, obviously, is my why. And I know that's everybody's why that has children. But to me, everything that I do is exclusively for them, like everything. So that's my why. That's,
I love
it. Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, when I wake up in the morning, the reason I'm being driven to do the things I do is because of them. But ultimately, what I've discovered over the last, we'll say 6 months, I had, you know, some sort of an epiphany where I decided that what I need to do is to attach a service to my why, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what that means, I know it's a little heavy.
No, it's not. Please bring it.
This is the
elaborate, please. This is the show for that.
So I was sitting on a beach in Jamaica in December.
Darn. Man.
And it
what a story setting.
It was beautiful.
Everybody see the picture? Everybody listening on the podcast, did you guys immediately paint a picture? Man, I already did. All right, let's go. Come on.
So it was this very exclusive, beautiful resort. Mm-hmm. So it was the place that we were staying at was like a bungalow on the beach. So it wasn't your typical hotel. It was very private. It was very exclusive. It was very peaceful. And I have a 5 and 6 year old. So my life is constant chaos between work and them. It's craziness nonstop. Right. So I took the time to just kind of reflect about what I was doing and how I was doing it in ways that I could improve upon myself and just general, you know, reflection of the year. You know, it's that time of year near Christmas and New Year's, and you start thinking about your year and, you know, what you did and what you could have done better and so on and so forth. So I was sitting there and I realized that I have all this knowledge and all this ability to help others, not just my employer, but also the people that work within the organization that I work for. And so part of my why is to also serve others within the company that I work at to help them be able to achieve their goals, to help them make more money. And in turn, that has turned into my servitude attitude, which we always talk about at Celebrity in our leadership meetings, is we talk about if you are not servicing the customer, you should be servicing someone who is. So that's a big part of my why now is obviously my children, number one. But number two is to be able to serve and help others where I work.
I love it. Wow. You know, in turn, it shows your children how to be a better person, how to do their thing by themselves, how they can build their own brand up. It's a beautiful thing to see that happen. So you lead as an example to your children. So it all works hand in hand. So
yeah.
It's true. Cause you know, when Lou and I did our first show, we talked about our why, and our why was our family also.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true. It's 100%. It is. When I need to be motivated, when I feel like I want to be lazy, the first thing I think is, what would my son think of me right now? If I was sitting here, yeah. He would be like, oh man, my dad's a lazy person, or does he think I'm not? So I use that to motivate and fuel me, right? But that's just like a spark, something that I use in my brain. Maybe it's a little trick or something, but 100%. But I also love growing, and I love being more, constantly trying to be the best version of myself every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I realize that, especially the older I get, how important it is to leave that mark with your family, with everything like that. So
definitely. Yeah.
It's true.
So I think that it's great that you have those goals.
That's something that is always inside of a frequency of being sure that you're setting up for the right legacy, sowing into your children, sowing, making sure that that lifestyle of priority is ultimately what it is that they take on and move on in life with, and then find success in their own right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's interesting though, but it's not that I didn't realize that I wanted to help others, because I did realize it. It's just, it was more of an epiphany, you know, and I do a lot of reading, and there was a book that I was reading by Gabrielle Bernstein. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she writes a lot of spiritual books. She's amazing. And she's so amazing that I can't remember the name of her book. But I read her book, and she talks a lot about if you have passion about something, you attach a service to it, and it makes the things that you want come to fruition faster.
Mm-hmm. It's genius. And it's so true. Oh, my gosh. I
love
that.
It's true.
It's facts. You know, I want to get to the second question, but this is so deep and true, though.
Sorry, I had a blonde mom moment.
No, but I absolutely think that's that whole thought process. It is because the more you give, the more you get. We've all heard that term before too, you know, and that's exactly what it is. You know, you constantly, if you're always doing something you're passionate about and it has something to do with serving people and helping somebody, man, it's exponential how fast that can grow for you, especially if that's truly in your heart, what you're trying to do.
Right.
And that's exactly what this show's about, and that's why I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, thank you so much.
And it's funny how social media, you're able to leverage that. So for me, when January came along, I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to develop a training with the owner's blessing and our COO. I said, I'm going to develop this training for the sales team, and I'm going to teach them how to market themselves, and I'm going to teach them how to brand themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to lead by example in doing what I do, and I'm doing it now on social media. So that's basically why you see me posting so much on LinkedIn, and that's what inspired my aha moment, and that's what has inspired everything I do, is just showing other people that
you can do it.
It's not rocket science, right? Anyone can really create a brand out of nothing. Anyone can create anything as long as you have the drive to do it.
Boom.
Right. There's nothing so unique about anybody's ability to put a seed in the ground. It's just the determination of whether you're going to actually sow it. I mean, you can go to Lowe's, you can go to Home Depot, you can go to Rural King, you can go to wherever they're selling seeds, and you can go plant your garden, just like anybody with a big combine.
Yeah.
The principles still work the same. And that's awesome that you're teaching other people to do so, because what the culture used to be was, I don't want to teach you what makes me successful. It may make you more successful than me.
I want to hold it tight so no one knows.
When there's a person like you that's a solutionary, that I'm sorry, say that again.
I said that's a crazy mentality to have.
Right, and that's why that kind of a heartbeat is something that is shifting away, and the exposure of people like you that are able to say, hey, look, I have the answer, and I'm willing to share it, and just, here it is, here's drink. You know, it will be okay. You know what I mean? That's always something that's encouraging, and we want to make sure is always on the menu in the cafe what Melanie Borden is brewing. She is a solutionary, folks, and you need to listen to some of the techniques that she's giving you, because it's going to make you effective. It's not just to listen.
She's leading by example.
Yes.
That's the key. She's showing people there what you can do. And by that happening, it's going to encourage them to say, hey, she's not just talking. She's really showing us that you can do this. And that is the key. Lead by example. And that's what you're doing right now. And that's awesome.
Bing bong. Speaking
Bing
of
bong.
Leading.
Yeah.
It is time for
question number two.
Okay.
All right. So obviously you've been in the car business for a while now, and you know, you've you've done it on the marketing side. You've done a wonderful job, and you've moved up the ranks to vice president. That's congratulations. And I'm sure that's not the top either. I know where you're going. And believe me, give it some more time, and we'll see you. And I'm going to have you back on the show, and we'll be talking about other great things, I'm sure. But what did you do before you got in the car business? What was your drive? What were you? Did you have different goals at the time? Or because sometimes car business just happens to people. I know it did to me.
So I was really young. When I first got into the car business, I was working for a publisher in New York City. I was working, selling game day ads in programs for universities all over the country. And it was kind of like a boiler room. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie
Boiler Room. I love that movie. Recco!
It's a must, folks.
Hey, it was just like that. It was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and
exciting.
Yeah. So I was when I started there, I think I was 20 or 21. And then, you know, I only went to school for a few years. I got a degree and I really wanted to work. I didn't want to pursue my degree. I just wanted to work. And I had gotten my real estate license and I was experimenting with that in New York City, which was very, very difficult as a young girl.
Competitive.
We have a network in New York, and you know, the real estate, you guys probably see it on some of the TV shows, what it's like today. And it hasn't changed that much. It's only gotten more expensive over the last 15 years. So I was in New York and I wasn't really loving working in a boiler room anymore. And I wanted to be out and I wanted to be doing something more, visiting people and being face to face and that kind of thing. And I reached out to my dad, who's been a mentor of mine my whole life in business. And he said, why don't you put together a resume and why don't you talk to this guy I know from the gym who works with car dealers. And I know they're looking for someone, or maybe he knows somebody, and just connect with him and kind of take it from there. So I did. And at the time, the gentleman worked for this company, which I'm sure you guys have heard of before. At the time, it was called ADP Dealer Services.
Yes, I have.
So ADP Dealer Services had just purchased a little tech company, a website company called BZ Results. Anyone who's watching this that's worked in the car business over the last 15, 20 years knows BZ Results. Because they were one of the first that did the websites. When you came on, there'd be like people dancing and music and things with sparkle. And so ADP had just purchased that company and they were looking for some younger people to now, I guess, be labeled as millennials, but they were looking for some younger people to get into the field versus they had that were selling in the field. They wanted a different vibe for their stores. So he knew that I had a background in working in advertising, and I did a lot of marketing for my dad's company through high school and even through school, and I did my own marketing when I had my real estate license. And they asked me to come work for this company after, I think I went through 8 or 9 interviews. It was a very long process. And I fell into the car business, and that was in the end of 2008.
Wow.
So that's when it started.
Wow, what a time for you to come into the car business.
You came into a really different time.
Marketing. That's how you knew you were.
Marketing was a big deal. I did a little research before this, and I did know that you went to school for jewelry design and marketing. And that was at the Fashion Institute of Technology, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. You should be very proud of that. I mean, to think about what you did with that. You went to school for jewelry design and marketing, and then you use that, what you learned from that, to turn into what you're doing now. Because I'm sure there was some stuff that you did learn that definitely helps you into the marketing world. Am I wrong?
I would say that my life experiences have helped me to where I am right now in terms of, I was never really a school person. I never really got good grades, and I never really was into it. Now, if I could go back in time right now, if I had been studious and I had tried, and now just having, you know, a kindergartner, it's not like she's at some advanced education level, but I see now that if I had actually taken the time and put in the passion and the energy that I have into my career now with school, I probably would have gotten my master's degree. I probably would have gone to law school. There's so many things that I could have done if I had actually tried with school. FIT is the most world-renowned fashion school in the world. I mean, all of the designers that you know of have gone through FIT. Mm-hmm. All my friends that I made when I was at FIT, they all have gone into their fields and they're all extremely accomplished and they've done very well for themselves.
That's great.
But it's so funny because I'm like, they're like, how does she get into the car dealerships? It's so funny because they don't really understand the world of auto, and I feel like a lot of people outside of the car business don't really know it because you have to be in it, I think, to love it.
Absolutely, and it's definitely a passion of ours. So, it's car guy coffee. I mean
that's what we're drinking.
And we absolutely, that's a great story. You know, getting into the business is different for everybody. Some people have it, it's been in their family blood for years. Some people, they happen into it like you did. You took advantage of it, and then you blossomed.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you on that, and I'm so glad that you did get in the business. So
yeah, there's
the business
a lot of
better
people
with you
that are glad that you got in the business because they're reaping from your benefit, from where it is that you learned and you got educated, and the education that you paid and went through, you're passing on to other people. They're not having to pay the same price, and you're helping elevate others and uplift them, and that's always definitely have to be something that I'm sure keeps you incredibly motivated to see those people succeed
it's just
the way that you're striving to.
And you're just going to get more and more motivated as time goes.